Lo ira ra, ki ata imadi. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman from Beit Shemesh. We'll be learning Sefer Tehillim Perek Chaf together. And I cannot think of another perek that I would rather be davening, reciting, and hearing during this time of war. The perek that the Medrash points out is completely enveloped in Hashem's responses to our pleas, starting off with Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara and ending with Hamelch Ya'anenu b'yom karinu. But the Sfas Emes asks, why is it that Hashem is only saving us as a result of us crying out to Him? Wouldn't it be better if things would just go smoothly the whole time? And he answers that if we wouldn't be calling out for Hashem's help, we wouldn't realize that Hashem is the one orchestrating events for us and taking care of us and bringing us salvation. And because we cried out to Him first, we realize that Hashem Ahivo, we have this feeling and knowledge that Hashem loves us. Similarly, the Malbim tells us that had we not cried out to Him, we would not feel with our very senses and being that it is Hashem saving us. Rather, we would Yitzleh HaKol B'teva. We would attribute everything to natural forces, and this way we understand Sha'ani Oseh Lo Nisim. We understand that it's Hashem who's performing miracles for us. The pasuk continues, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara Segev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. It is Yaakov, points out the Sfas Emes, who received the promise from Hashem, who comforts him and guarantees him and says, Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. I am going to go down with you to Mitzrayim. Sfas Emes points out that this is the paradigm for any tzara, mitzarim, tzar, that Am Yisrael will be in Imo Anochi B'tzara. Hashem promises us that He is with us, experiencing that pain together with us. The Medrash brings the mashal of a mother who is angry with her daughter, and they're not on very good terms, but then the daughter goes into labor, and the daughter is screaming out in pain, and the mother is then crying out in pain for her daughter. The neighbors approach the mother and say to her, aren't you upset with this daughter? And the mother says, so what? I'm still in pain because she is in pain. So too it was during the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem felt our pain. And always, even if we may sense that there is din or something as great a tragedy befalling us as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, still Hashem is feeling our pain. Eilev arechev ve'eilev asusim va'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu naskir. There are those who come with horses, chariots, weapons, but we choose to daven, nazkir, a reference to davening to Hashem. We call out in the name of Hashem. The Malbim points out that before us here, we have a choice. There are those who choose to rely on intermediaries such as Rechav and Susim. But we have chosen to rely on tefillah, to rely on calling out to Hashem, rely on Hashem's salvation. This also reflects the paradigm laid out for us by the Chovos Halvavos of the mechanics of bitachon, reliance on Hashem. Chovos Halvavos teaches that a person can actually choose in whose hand his fate and his destiny lie. If a person chooses to be concerned with, be worried about, rely on the forces of nature to protect him, then Hashem may leave him in the hands of nature. If a person relies on another human being for his salvation, then Hashem may leave his fate in the hands of this particular human being. But if a person relies on Hashem, then Hashem will exert His providence and intervention over this person and bring us and the whole Am Yisrael salvation as a result of our relying on Hashem and crying out to Him. The pasuk says, Niranana bishuatecha v'shem Elokeinu nitzgol. We are going to rejoice in Hashem's salvation, and we're going to hold up the banner of Hashem. The Medrash points out that people used to identify by looking at the degel of their particular tribe, looking at the flag that was emblematic of their shevet. But we see that when the ultimate salvation is going to come, it's going to be v'shem Elokeinu nitzgol. Gone are going to be the identification with my own, each person's own separate group. But the Medrash Shulchan Tov points out, we're going to just all identify as Hashem's people. B'shem Elokeinu Nitzgol. We're going to lift up the banner that represents Hashem, and that will be the banner of our people. So in these trying days, let's try to remember that although we might be in an eight tzara, which hopefully will turn around to an eight yeshua, Hashem is always with us individually and as an am when we are in a state of tzara. And let us remember to call out to Hashem, B'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. Let's daven for our soldiers and security forces so that Hashem brings them the salvation. And we've all seen remarkable achdus, remarkable unity, all of Am Yisrael coming together to help each other during this time. And that should already be the harbinger of the Yeshua that is coming, as it says, that ultimately we will not look at ourselves as individual groups, but we will lift up the banner of Hashem and see ourselves as one nation. May our tefillos and learning be a schus for the neshamas of those who perished, for the healing of the wounded, the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and help to protect all those fighting on the front lines.